So you were sneaking in the barn this morning when we thought you were gone?
Demanded Mickey.
Easy, you, cautioned Junior. Going after the bundle I promised Judd was not sneaking.
So twasn't, conceded Mickey. So twasn't.
He looked at Junior a second.
You heard us then?
He demanded.
All of it?
I don't know, answered Junior. I heard what I just repeated and what you said about my being game and exactly why I came back. Thank you for that. Even if I lick you half to death in a minute. And I heard that my own mother first fixed it up with you and then father agreed.
Oh, I heard enough.
And so you got a grouch?
Commented Mickey.
Yes, I did, admitted Junior. But I got over all of it after I'd had time to think. But that third degree business, that made me so sore I told Judd about it, and he said he'd help me pay you up. But we struck the same rock you did in giving you a bigger dose than we meant to. Honest, Mickey, Judd didn't know there was a real quicksand there. And of course, we didn't dream a live snake would follow and find the one the boys hunted, killed, and set for you this morning.
Awful innocent, scoffed Mickey.
Remember, you didn't know about the ram, either.
Honest, I didn't, Mickey, persisted Junior. I thought steering you into the Yellow Jackets was to be the first degree. Cross my heart, I did.
Suddenly, Mickey whooped. He tumbled on the grass in the fence corner and twisted in wild laughter until he was worn out. Then he struggled up and held out his hand to Junior.
If you're willing, he said, I'll give you the grip, and the password will be brothers.